Saying rightful turlady turly, there's no one who can tell a lie like me. You can search until you tire, you won't find a bigger liar. I've been lying since the dawn of history. I was born about 10,000 years ago in Belmullet in the county of Mayo. I know St. Patrick was a fake, cause it was me that chased the snakes, and I'll whop the man that says it isn't so. Singing rightful to Relenny, to Relenny.
This is East End Inc. This month, Sag Harbor writer and singer and sometime plumber Terence Sullivan presented a St. Patrick's Day celebration that he subtitled Laughing to Keep from Crying. It was recorded this month at Canio's Books in Sag Harbor. Here is Terence Sullivan.
I turned and said, dear madam, go and try your luck with Adam. I'm going home to have some fish and chips and tea. Oh, this is grand. This is fun. All right. Some say the devil's dead. Some say not hardly. Some say the devil's dead and buried in Killarney. More say he rose again. More say he rose again. More say he rose again to join the British Army. And was probably the head of the British Army. Very good. So that's just the intro to the next song. And these are recruiting songs. So you could write volumes about recruiting songs. Oh, Mrs. McGraw, this is a recruiting thing that the sergeant is trying to convince this young man's mom that, you know, he'd look good in the uniforms. Oh, Mrs. McGraw, the sergeant said, would you like to make a soldier out of your son, Ted, with a scarlet coat and a big cocked hat? Mrs. McGraw, wouldn't you like that with a two-raya, two-raya? Two, which are two, which are two, right? Yeah. There's a bunch of exposition in the song, and then she sees him coming up the gangplank, and he's got no legs. He's coming up the gangplank, and she says, she complains. His mom complains that he was very careless, losing both his legs at war. Oh, were you drunk, or were you blind? When you left your two fine legs behind? Or was it while walking on the sea, a big fish ate your legs away? Which you too, Raya? It's awful, but it's... And he responds, oh, dearest ma'am, don't carry on so. I got 50 pounds for every toe. And if I had another 10 toes, I'd be off to the war and trade in those, which you too, Raya? Two, right, yeah. Two, which are two, fine legs. After 1914, British recruiting sergeants would proposition young Irishmen on the streets of Dublin to join the King's Army, fighting a war so that all small nations might be free. Ireland wasn't on the list. And they would be working to stabilize the king's empire. And as you can see by the reaction to this sergeant, not so many people were so enthusiastic. And there was fighting in Dublin to be done, which is 1916, 2 years later, the uprising. So, as I was walking down the street and feeling fine and larky, oh, recruit and sergeant says to me, well, you'd look fine in khaki, oh. Our king, he is indeed a man. Come read his proclamation, oh, for life in Flanders, for you know, would make a fine vacation, oh. Oh, that might be so, says I to him. But tell me, Sergeant Dearie, oh, if I had a pack to grind me back, do you think I'd look fine and cheery, oh? You'd make me train and drill until I damn near lost me senses. And it might be warm in Flanders, but it's drafty in the trenches, oh. The sergeant swung his wee bit cane, and his smile was most provoking, oh. He twiddled and twirled his little moustache, says he. You must be joking, oh. The sandbags are so nice and dry. The wine will keep you glowing, oh. And the colleens will take a shine to you, says I. What if it's snowing, oh? For come wind or rain or hail or snow, I'm not going out to Flanders, oh. For there's fighting in Dublin to be done. Let your sergeants and commanders go. Let Englishmen for England fight. It's bloody time they started, oh. So I bade the sergeant a very good night, and thereupon departed, oh. A plethora of songs. Tommy Makeham's song, and you have to, a little background first. Before 1922, the Irish language was banned, was forbidden by the penal laws. In that time, a Jewish shopkeeper comes to Dublin and, following the Irish custom, puts his surname above the shop door. Any shop in Ireland, you see, it's got Murphy, Sullivan. You barely can tell what the shop is, but you know who owns it. And so he puts his surname up above the shop door, but he puts it up in Hebrew. And a British policeman comes along and thinks it's Irish. So, oh, there's a cut. There's a reference in the song to you're a cousin of Briscoe, and I am one too. Well, that's Robert Briscoe, and he was Lord Mayor of Dublin, and he was Jewish as well. So, without any further, the policeman walked out, oh, so proud on his beat, when a vision came to him of stripes on his sleeve. Promotion, he whispered, I'll try for today. So come with me, Mr. Right, Horalaye. Come, tell me your name, says the limb of the law, to the little old man selling wares on the straw. What's that, sir? Me name, sir. Why, 'tis there on display, and it's Moses Right, Horalaye. Well, the trial, it came on, it lasted a week. One judge said 'twas German, and another 'twas Greek. Prove you're Irish, says the policeman, and beyond it say nay, and we'll sit on it, Moses, right to rely. Well, the prisoner stepped up there as stiff as a crutch. Are you Irish or English or German or Dutch? I'm a Jew, sir, I'm a Jew, sir, that came over to stay, and my name is Moses, right to rely. We're two of a kind, says the judge to the Jew. You're a cousin of Briscoe, and I am one too. This numbskull has blundered, and for it will pay. Well, sure, that's right, says Moses, right or lay. Now, there's a garbage collector who works down our street. He once was a policeman, the pride of his beat. Now he moans all the night, and he moans all the day, cursing Moses, right or a lay. Thank you. That's Moses. You'll sing along with that, right? So, in March 1966, the statue of Lord Nelson was unofficially removed from Dublin's O'Connell Street, and you probably can guess who removed it. At the other end still stands the statue of Daniel O'Connell. So, Lord Nelson stood in pompous state upon his pillar high, and down along O'Connell Street he cast a wicked eye. He thought how this barbaric race had fought the British crown, yet they were content to let me stay right here in Dublin town. So remember, brave Lord Nelson, boys, he'd never known defeat. And for his reward, they stuck him up in the middle of O'Connell Street. For many years, Lord Nelson stood, and no one seemed to care. He'd squint at Dan O'Connell, who was sitting right down there. He thought, the Irish like me, or they wouldn't let me stay. Except, of course, those blighters that they call the IRA. So remember, brave Lord Nelson, boys, he'd never known defeat. And for his reward, they stuck him up
in the middle of O'Connell Street. And then in 1966, on March the 7th day, a bloody great explosion made Lord Nelson rock and sway. He crashed, and Dan O'Connell cried in woeful misery. There are twice as many pigeons now will come and sit on me. So remember, brave Lord Nelson, boy, he'd never known defeat. And for his reward, they blew him up in the middle of O'Connell Street.
I should have warned you that was coming. When I was young, I used to be as fine a man as you could see. The Prince of Wales, he said to me, come join the British Army. Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra-loo, they're looking for monkeys in the zoo. And if I had a face like you, I'd join the British Army. Sergeant Bailey's gone away, and his wife, she got in a family way. The only thing that she could say, blame the British Army. Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra-loo, they're looking for monkeys in the zoo. And if I had a face like you, I'd join the British Army. Sergeant Doyle, he's got the drought. Give him a jar of Guinness Stout. He'll beat the enemy with his mouth. God save the British Army. Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra-loo, they're looking for monkeys in the zoo. And if I had a face like you, I'd join the British Army. Tony Blair's in the Middle East. Who do you think he'll help the least? He'll scare them all with a British peace without the British Army. Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra-loo, they're looking for monkeys in the zoo. And if I had a face like you, I'd join the British Army. Kilted soldiers wear no drawers. Won't you kindly lend them yours? Well, the poor should always help the poor. God help the British Army. Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra-loo, they're looking for monkeys in the zoo. And if I had a face like you, I'd join the British Army. Now we'll sing Whatever You Say, Say Nothing. And there's a gentleman, a dear gentleman, that is no longer with us, that I'd like to dedicate this to, Dr. David Carney, who used to sit right here and loved to sing along with this song. And here's your chorus. Whatever you say, say nothing. When you talk about you know what, for if you know who should hear you, you know what you'll get. They'll take you off, you know where, and you wouldn't know how long. So for you know who's sake, don't let anyone hear you singing this song. Now you all know what I'm speaking of when I mention you know what. And I fear it's very dangerous to even mention that, for the other ones are always near, although you may not see. And if anyone asks who told you that, please, don't mention me. Whatever you say, say nothing. When you talk about you know what, for if you know who should hear you, you know what you'll get. They'll take you off to you know where, and you wouldn't know how long. So for you know who's sake, don't let anyone hear you singing this song. Now you all know who I'm speaking of when I mention you know who. And if you know who should hear you, well, you know what he'll do. So if you don't see me again, you'll know why I'm away. And if anyone asks where I have gone, here's what you must say. Whatever you say, say nothing. When you talk about you know what, for if you know who should hear you, you know what you'll get. They'll take you off to you know where, and you wouldn't know how long. So for you know who's sake, don't let anyone hear you singing this song. Well, that's enough about so-and-so, not to mention such-and-such. I'd better end my song now. I've already said too much. For the less you think and the less you say, the less you'll go astray. But the more you think and the more you say, the more you'll hear them say, whatever you say, say nothing when you talk about you know what. For if you know who should hear you, you know what you'll get. They'll take you off to you know where, and you wouldn't know how long. So for you know who's sake, don't let anyone hear you singing this song. Let that be a warning to you.
This is EastEnd Inc. on WPKN Radio. We continue with Terence Sullivan's St. Patrick's Day celebration, subtitled Laughing to Keep from Crying. It was recorded this month at Canius Books in Sag Harbor.
Now we're back to the politics. This is one of my favorite political songs because it's about a goose, and specifically a drake. And there is a man named Robert Emmet. He was an Irish patriot, a Protestant, Anglo-Irishman of the aristocracy, who founded the United Irishmen, founded to unite Irish people of all religions and political persuasions against the tyranny of the British rule. This man had land, he had money, he could have just, you know, stayed on his manor and, you know, done nothing. They hung him in 1803 for his efforts in the 800-year-old Irish civil rights struggle. In this song, the person you're cursing for killing the drake is the British crown. So, without any further ado, Nell Flaherty's Drake. Oh, my name it is Nell, and the truth for to tell, I come from Cotill, which I'll never deny. I had a fine drake, sure I'd die for its sake, that me grandmother left me, and she gonna die. The dear little fella, his legs they were yellow, he could fly like a swallow and swim like a hake, till some dirty savage, to grease his white cabbage, most wantonly murdered my beautiful drake. Now his neck it was green, almost fit to be seen, he was fit for a queen of the highest degree, and his body was white, oh, would you delight, he was plump, fat, and heavy, and brisk as a bee, he was wholesome and sound, he would weigh 20 pound, and the universe round I would roam for his sake. Bad luck to that robber, be he drunk or sober, that murdered Nell Flaherty's beautiful drake. May his pig never grunt, may his cat never hunt, may a ghost ever haunt him at dead of the night, may his hens never lay, may his ass never bray, may his goat fly away like an old paper kite, may every old fairy from Cork to Dunleary dip him snug and airy in river or lake, that the eel and the trout they may dine on his snout, on that monster that murdered Nell Flaherty's drake. May his pipe never smoke, may his teapot be broke, and to add to the joke, may his kettle ne'er boil, may he stick to the bed till the hour that he's dead, may he always be fed on hogwash and boiled oil, may he swell with the gout, may his grinders fall out, may he roll, howl, and shout with the horrid toothache, may his temples wear horns, and the toes many corns, on the monster that murdered Nell Flaherty's drake. The only good news that I have to infuse is that all Bobby Hughes and young Anthony Blake and Bucktooth Ned Hansen and Big Nose Bob Manson, they each have a grandson of my darn drake. Me treasure had dozens of nephews and cousins, and one I must get or my heart it will break. to set my mind easy, or else I'll run crazy. So ends the whole song, I swear it, of Nell Flaherty's Dray. This song is written in Irish, a banned language the English refuse to learn, making it the perfect vehicle for coded message. It is written by Patrick Pearse, one of the 16 martyrs in the 16 Uprising. I'll sing just a chorus, maybe I'll sing a chorus and a verse talking about Grace O'Malley, because what he's doing here is he's conjuring back from the 16th century an Irish pirate queen, Grace O'Malley. He's conjuring her back to help, because she was not only a very successful pirate, but she was a great negotiator. She wangled a license to pirate from Elizabeth I. It's pretty good negotiating. So, Or O'Shea, any of you fluent in Irish that can sing along? Sing along. All right. Or O'Shea da Vaha Walla, Or O'Shea da Vaha Walla, Or O'Shea da Vaha Walla, Anish Yak Untauri. The granuel eich chacht o'r salia, o gligar am hale ma garda, gaelid feinus ne gael no spanig, as quish yw driger gawli. O roche da vahaw alla, o roche da vahaw alla, O roshe da vaha walla, anish yak untaurig. And the next song I'd like to sing for you is a song I learned. It's another Zulu song, and it's a song I learned from Joseph Shabalala. And he's the founder and leader of Ladysmith Black Mambazo. And I just happened to be there. I learned this song within 24 hours of its writing in 1988 by Joseph, because I was in a workshop with him. And it is a song that can be used by anyone made homeless in any of the many diasporas. Its translation is, "Be still, my heart, for even here you are at home." Tulonklizio, nala pasekaya, tulonklizio, nala pasekaya, ekaya, nala pasekaya, ekaya, nala pasekaya, tulonklizio, nala pasekaya. Tolonglio, nala pasekaya, ekaya, nala pasekaya, ekaya, nala pasekaya. Tolonglio, nala pasekaya. Hola. Auron Dorcas is written in 1922, and Auron Dorcas is a song of hope. And if anything, what we need nowadays is a song of hope. Slanga jola bronis boch, slanga wielda gwinag dok, kanam lia dokish, e janga fina fola. Sheshkamishka bio as current hill. Slanga jola bronis boch. Slanga wilda gwin agdo. Kanam liadok ishi janga vina fola. Aga sheshkamishka bio as current hill. O kanam liadok ishi janga vina fola. Agashashkamishka bjorn,
as currantin. Neven faster lusken loon. Croyder crown a fountain long form. The outer spring lying an Atlantic tree, the golden is banned from engine kosher, the foreign train. The outer spring lying an Atlantic tree, the golden is banned from engine kosher, the foreign train.
The translation is, farewell forever to sorrow and trouble. This was written in hopes that the Irish would not fight over the treaty and the anti-treaty forces. Of course, there was a civil war, and it didn't last very long, but it was a year longer than it should have. But this is written in hopes that the Irish would not fight about the treaty. Farewell forever to sorrow and trouble. Farewell without delay to our severe keening, weeping. Let's sing songs of hope in the language of Fordla, which is an old name for Ireland. Let's stand with vigor before the world. Let's no longer be weak without vigor, depressed, bent over, exhausted, cold. Strength and the energy of youth pulling us through the conflict. We'll take this mist off, the seed of the strong. Saying rightful tooralady, tooralee, there's no one who can tell a lie like me. You can search until you're tired, you won't find a bigger.
This is East End Inc. We heard Terence Sullivan's St. Patrick's Day celebration, subtitled Laughing to Keep from Crying. It was recorded at Canio's Books in Sag Harbor, appropriately on March 17th.
And I'll whop the man that says it isn't so. Singing rightful to Rilani, to Rilani.
Some upcoming free literary events at Canio's Books, 290 Main Street, Sag Harbor, include on Friday, May the 4th at 6 p.m., historian and musician Stephen Sanfilippo presents Prayers from the Fish's Belly, Sag Harbor Whalemen's Songs and Journals. On Saturday, May the 5th at 5 p.m., Hofstra University historian Stan Pugliese speaks on Primo Levi, Umberto Eco, and the resurgence of fascism. Dr. Pugliese is author of Bitter Spring, A Life of Ignazio Silone, and other titles. Coming up on the weekend of May 18th, 19th, and 20th, a lecture on and a marathon reading of John Steinbeck's Winter of Our Discontent. More events are listed at canyosbooks.com.
Saying rightful tooralady, tooralee, there's no one who can tell a lie like me. You can search until you tire, you won't find a bigger liar. I've been lying since the dawn of history. I was born about 10,000 years ago.
East End Inc. is heard on the fourth Wednesday each month. Programs are archived at eastendinc.blogspot.com, where you'll find a link to East End Inc. podcasts. Today's program was produced by Tony Ernst with the aid of Marianne Callendrill and Catherine Soka. This is Hazel Khan.
Like me. You can search until you're tired, you won't find a bigger liar. I've been lying since the dawn of history.